You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got his book right here. I always like to hold it up inside the chat. It's called Teammate. He did a great job in his first year as manager of the Chicago Cubs. David Ross joining me on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford has 500 new and used vehicles for you to choose from, or you can go to alpamonteford.com. What's up, Rossi?
What's up, Lawrence? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay, man. How's your off season going?
It's going good. Can't complain. It's nice back in dad mode and enjoying just being around the family here in my hometown. And yeah, it's nice. Things slowing down a little bit, you know, trying to navigate being the dad in the middle of COVID and keeping track of the players and everybody that's going on. So it's good. Good for a little downtime.
I had Jason Hayward on the show last week, and he's been doing some really cool stuff with the Players Alliance, and I asked him about your first year of managing, and he was saying that you were dissecting your managerial career like you would someone who was just playing every day. So I wanted to talk with you about that. So what are the things that you kind of went over and obsessed over, because that's what you were like as a catcher, when it came to managing games?
Yeah, look, we all, I think, have a perspective when we get a chance to take a step back and things settle down. When you're in the middle of the race, you're just trying to win it, right? And when you get to the back end of things and able to just take a minute and kind of have some retrospect, you know, I feel like, trying to – and listen – I take it with a grain of salt because it was such a short season, but trying to be able to troubleshoot some issues a little bit faster, whereas like in 162 as a player, and then how I try to put myself in situations that other managers for me, how they handle things. Like, you want to be patient. You want to give the players the benefit of the doubt to work through some things before you take them. Maybe a little bit of information or some thoughts or ideas that you might have. You know, I erred on the side of patience this year, which is in 60 games, probably not the way to do it. But I also, first time going through it, I never want to create any kind of insecurities or distrust between me and a player where they ever think that I'm panicking or I don't believe in them. And so you got to kind of walk that line very carefully. And then, you know, just the dynamic of being the manager and getting in with all the different departments, whether it's creating relationships with the R&D department that you deal with, or a coaching staff where you're leading kind of another group of men on top of the players, and just the many kind of dynamics you have with the training staff, the strength and conditioning staff, all of it, man. Just kind of the research guys that come down and are in the mix with us every day. Those are relationships that you have to build. And so you try to do your best with all you have on your plate, but I definitely could have done a better job of just connecting with different groups as a whole and continue to try to work on that and building those relationships where we feel like we can exchange information, freely, and their opinion is not being judged by me, but just another helpful piece of information. I think those are the avenues that I feel like I want to continue to improve on. And then obviously the more games we get to have and the difficult conversations that you have to go through, those make you better. So I try to look at all aspects of where I could have done better. And those are a couple of the ones that have stood out to me in my downtime.
How satisfying was it, considering everything you guys were going through and the whole league was going through, that you were able to bring a division championship to the North Side in your first year?
Man, I'm super proud of that. I know we didn't end up where we wanted at the end of that the season, and but we improved on a lot of areas that we set out to improve on to start the season. Our defense was remarkably better. I'm so proud of my coaching staff and the work that they put in. You know, all the way around. I mean, to win the team gold glove is I feel like that's a coach's award as much as it is a player's award. Those guys put in the work, but our coaches were out there every day making those guys better and did a lot of the stuff behind the scenes to set them up for success. So very proud of that. And then, you know, we definitely improved on our base running, which was a key point that of something we wanted to do going into the season. And I thought we pitched really well with the adversity we went through with the starting pitchers, losing Q basically for the season and Chatwood for the length of it and having some guys fill some roles in there and bringing up guys like Albert Azalea from the alternate site and watching his progressions and Alec Mills growing and really relying on Yu Darvish and Kyle Hendricks. You know, I'm proud of our staff. And to be honest, I thought our bullpen was going to be going into the season more of a weaker point of our group, and we figured that out really fast as a whole, and that became a real strength for us. Guys like Jeremy Jeffries standing up and picking up the ball for us in big moments, really taking a step forward. Jason Adam coming out of nowhere. Ryan Tepera, Craig Kimbrell starting off bumpy and being one of the better pitchers in the game on the back end of the season. And I'm going to miss some. Dwayne Underwood, there's a number of guys down there, Kyle Ryan. I mean, just everybody filling their role and doing really well. And in a group that I thought might have some struggles, I was super proud of that end. So a lot to be proud of. Obviously, winning the Central, I get that in my resume, which is super cool. So I'm thankful for that. But I'm thankful for all the hard work and the commitment in such a unique environment that we had this past season.
Cubs manager David Ross joining me here on The Score. This is like a new era of Cubs baseball that's happening because Theo's no longer there. And I think a lot of people have confidence in what Jed can do leading the franchise. But what's it like to be in an organization that Theo Epstein is running?
Well, it's demanding, to be honest with you. I mean, like, Theo can get along with just about anybody, and I think he's got a friendly demeanor, but there's high expectations and a commitment to winning, and he's a perfectionist, man. He wants things to be done the right way. He wants input from everybody, and your real input. He's not looking for just the answers that you think he wants. He wants real input, and he's a true leader in every sense of the word. I mean, any issue that may come up, whether it's baseball, societal, you know, just any type of thing that might come up, he's got a well thought out plan in place of how to be better. And that's something that I'm definitely going to miss, his leadership and so many different areas for me and his friendship, obviously off the field, but it's great to work for him, man. He expects greatness. He demands it. And like I said, he's going to be missed.
How would you describe working with Jed?
Oh man. You know, I think I'm growing daily with Jed. Jed is loves to talk things out, which is really refreshing to me. Lays a lot out there for me in discussions of what he's thinking and how things are going. When there's no news, we still have good baseball conversations. When there is news, it's nice to be filled in on it. You know, I think it's exciting. I can hear an excitement in his voice and in his demeanor and how hard he works on a daily basis, trying to make this group better and put his stamp on this group. I couldn't be more excited, man, to be honest with you. He really has taken over really seamlessly from Theo. And they worked great together to begin with. But talking to him on a regular basis has been great for me because it's just he's very open in his thoughts with me and how where he wants to go. And it's just it's really refreshing to have somebody that's so open and communicating.
You as a player, you moved around and found success in different places. When it was determined that Kyle Schwarber and Albert Almora weren't going to be offered tenders, you start thinking about, well, wow, this is, considering what those two guys meant to the Cubs winning the World Series, like, this really is a different world that we're living in. What were those players like to be teammates with, and what's your advice to them on what happens in the next part of their baseball careers?
Yeah, man. I mean, first off, they're friends, right? Like, we were teammates, like you said. And so, like, that stuff, you know, the part of baseball that stinks is that part when you lose a brother, you feel like. And then, you know, making history with those guys, we'll be connected for the rest of our lives. So I'm so thankful for that because of, one, who they are as people and you know, the way they treated me when I was a player, and even the respect they gave me as a manager is I can't say enough thank yous for them for that. But, you know, my advice to them, and everybody's got their own path and road, but the biggest adversities for me and, baseball led me to a championship in Boston, a championship in Chicago, and being around really special people and having special moments and historic moments in my life. And that was through a lot of adversity. So I talk about that a lot. Like, when I think things are, you know, my faith kicks in and I feel like, you know, some of the biggest adversities that God's given me has turned out to be a blessing on the backside that I couldn't see. So obviously wishing those guys well. I know they're going to be, I know they're going to have great major league careers, and they're definitely going to be missed from my standpoint.
I never thought that I would have said this, Rossi, but I don't know that right now I would want to be Chris Bryant. And in my mind, I'm thinking, man, if I were Chris Bryant, I'd be 6'5" and handsome and rich and really good at baseball. But it feels like his name is always out there over the last couple of years. And I imagine that that's a lot of pressure for a guy who cares about baseball as much as he does. How should he navigate all of this stuff? And how do you not let some of those things seep in?
Well, look, like you said, Lawrence, I mean, this has been a narrative for a while now. So I don't think this is anything new to him. I think this is maybe the third or fourth offseason where there's rumors of him being traded. So I think, you know, talking to him last year when I got the job and talking to him when I was still the special assistant, I think he's learned to tune those things out. Like, you know, we can't control our path all the time as much as we want. We just started talking about, you know, Almora and Schwarber, where, you know, sometimes a change is better, sometimes it's not. I mean, you just don't know what your path might be. And you know, for Chris, like you said, there's so many positives. Like, I don't look at that side. I don't tend to look at that side, and I don't think Chris does either. I think he finds the blessings in his life that he does have a newborn, and he's freshly married, and he has plenty of money, and he is a good-looking human being who's a really good baseball player and loves to play baseball. So, you know, I was never a superstar that had trade talks, and so I don't know how to relate to that, but I do know I've talked to Chris, and he's in a good place, and he just stays in that good place, I feel like. So, yeah, I'm rooting for him to be on my team, that's for sure.
I am too. Rossi, it's really good to catch up with you, man. I've missed you, and I'm glad that you were available. And I know that none of us really know when spring training or the season is going to start, but I know that you'll be ready. I mean, from everyone that I've talked to around the Cubs, I know that you'll be ready. And thanks for a really great first season, and I'm looking forward to more stuff.
Lawrence, you're a pleasure to talk to, my man. So professional and fun. I enjoy our conversations, and I appreciate you saying those nice things. And, yeah, we'll get back at it when this thing kicks off, when they tell us, and we'll be prepared for the whole thing, and we'll adjust accordingly. But, listen, you have a wonderful holiday season. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all those good things, and I'll talk to you in 2021.
You got it. Rossi, be well and stay healthy.
Take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.